Carlos! Carlos! You need to get out here and get ready. We're about to start the show. Carlos! Marianne, get ready. We're about to start the show. We're already in AV. We're already up in the AV booth, Marianne. Okay. All right. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. I know I'm supposed to give Marianne some time to talk here. Marianne and I are both competing for the same position here at Sunday Morning Mimosa. I don't really know. I don't really think there's any competition, but I'm supposed to let Marianne talk. So go ahead, Marianne. Everybody, Marianne, our AV girl intern, our high school AV girl intern, who's up for the same position as me as production assistant for Sunday Morning Mimosa. I don't understand that, but go ahead, Marianne.
Hi, everybody. I'm Marianne. Take a seat. We're going to get started in just a minute. I hope you all enjoyed our caterer, Vivian von Stürzel's, little hors d'oeuvres today that we had. I don't know what they were, but they were really delicious. I think they were Oscar Mayer hot dogs in pancake batter. That sounds good. It was delicious. We're about to start the show. Get ready. Is James and Joe ready on the set, Gil? Okay, everybody. And we're on in five, four, three.
There's no way you're getting this position, Marianne.
Hit it!
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Woo! Whoa. All right, everybody. How are we doing today? Hello, everybody. Hello. Have a seat. We're going to get started in just a second here. Oh, it's a gorgeous day here. Right? Nico, Vula, how are you? As always, hello. Okay. So gorgeous here. All right, everybody, have a seat. Take a seat, everybody. We're going to get started. As you can see, thank you, everybody. Have a seat. All right, we're going to get started now. Have a seat. Okay, as you can see, Joe is not here today. Unfortunately, he's out sick. We have my good friend, though, Steven.
Hi, guys. How
are
you?
Who you'll recognize from past episodes, I'm sure. How are you doing, Steven?
I'm doing great.
For those who don't know, Steven is an actor, and he just got done with a big tour.
Yep.
How did that go?
It was great. National tour.
A national tour. Excellent.
Yeah.
And which I got to see, and I have to tell you, I loved it.
Oh, I'm glad.
And it was a show that was based on the Dr. Doolittle story, yes?
Yeah, exactly.
And you played the main character.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. And it was great to do the show for kids and get that feedback from kids and stuff like that.
Nice. Good. It was awesome. So it was a children's show.
Children's show, yeah.
Great. All right, well,
Excuse me. I just want to make your drinks for you.
Okay.
Here's a mimosa for you, Steven.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Tony.
James, it's your mimosa.
This looks great.
How are we doing today?
I'm wonderful, Tawny. Thank you for asking on this gorgeous day.
Gorgeous.
Now, later on in the show, we have a very special guest, a fan favorite.
Oh, yeah.
But first, Tawny, before we get to that, I think the question on everybody's mind is what is going on in the world of Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny? Last week, you left us with your new romance that you're getting into and ending the old one with Jermaine.
That's right.
So fill us in. What's going on there? What's up with that?
Well, last week I told you guys about Nikki.
Nine Finger Nikki, yeah.
Who I met at the Queens County Men's Correctional Facility when I was incarcerated there. And about, my time there, I was meeting with my life coach, Crystal K. Bequois.
Uh-huh.
I saw her twice a day. And we just decided Jermaine was no longer good for me and wasn't really a positive influence on my life.
All right, good.
Or for my kids, my dogs, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels and Robert David McDaniels, who are married. And of course, Bethany. Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
My pure white teddy bear hamster.
She is gorgeous.
Is she?
I just decided it was time to be done with Jermaine.
Good for you.
I called him and left him a message on my answering machine because he's staying at my trailer at the Happy Oaks Family Trailer Park, and I told him he had 30 days to get out. But I'm so frustrated with him, I really am, because, it's been 2 weeks now, and he hasn't left yet, and I thought he would be gone by now. So I took over a letter to my trailer where he was staying.
Uh-huh.
Left a letter for him in the mailbox. I said, it was really strong-worded, really. Roberta, I'm staying with Roberta now, who owns the Happy Oaks Trailer Park. She has a double-wide, so there's room for all of us there. So she helped me write a letter and told me I had to get the hell out. So I'm just waiting for him to leave, and I don't even know if he's staying there, really, but, you know, his car was still in the driveway, but, I don't know, I couldn't really tell if he'd gone or not yet. We'll see what happens. I'm just so frustrated with him, really.
I can imagine that's hard.
I'm about to start my summer session again at the Queens Community College, my night school.
Oh, right.
And I got Mimosa here, I don't need this, you know, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm in love with Nine Finger Nikki.
She's in love with him.
Oh, that man, let me tell you. What he lacks in fingers, he makes up for in looks.
I gotta see this guy.
I've never seen a man do pottery like that before. I taught him how to do pottery, the pottery art, when I was at the Queens County Men's Correctional Facility. I taught a pottery class.
Yeah, you told us last week, yeah.
Oh, that's how we met, let me tell you. It was just like that scene from Ghost.
Well, have you talked to him yet? Because I know that last week you hadn't been able to make contact with him since you got out of jail. Is he...
All right, well, I haven't been able to talk to Nine Finger Nikki yet, no. But I have called him and left him a few messages, and I've waited outside his house a few times. But I haven't seen him yet, but I'm hoping. I've been keeping this diary, as I mentioned last week.
Right.
You know, every day I write in the diary about how much I love him and what's been going on in my life, so that when we are finally reunited, you know, he knows everything that's been going on in my life, and I don't miss a day.
That's nice.
That's pretty romantic.
He doesn't miss a day, and hopefully he's doing the same for me, so... But I'm sure he's really busy getting his life on track now, just getting out of the slammer.
Right.
Trying to get things organized, so...
Well, that sounds...
Yeah, I was hoping that you guys could help me with something. I was thinking that I could call Nine Finger Nikki and tell him how much I love him again, but I'm afraid I've called quite a few times, so I'm a little bit nervous about doing it. Would you guys mind if I did it here?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, that's
fine.
That
would be great. Let me just, hold on, let me get my...
All right, here we go.
3, 5, 7, 8, 9, 2, 6, 5. It's ringing. Oh, God. Okay, Tiny. You can do this. You can do this, Tiny. Okay. Oh, God. Is it hot in here? Oh, it's his voicemail. Hold on. Hi, Nikki. Hi. This is Tiny. Tony R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. Remember me? Well, I was just calling because I'm sure you got my other messages. I'm in love with you, Nikki. And I think you know that. I think we shared something special. I really don't think I can live without you, Nikki. So, God, Nikki. I think you felt it too, Nikki. I know, you know, we were under extreme circumstances, living in such close quarters, but, don't tell me you didn't feel it, Nikki. Don't tell me. I mean, the way that you would ask to borrow a cigarette from me, you know, the way you'd make me go get your lunch in the cafeteria, don't tell me there wasn't something special there, Nikki. So, I love you, Nikki. I love you. I miss you, Nikki. Oh, God, Nikki. Whoa. I don't know what to say, Nikki. I never felt this before in my life, Nikki. I dumped my boyfriend for you, Nikki. Dumped him. I mean, I'd do anything for you, Nikki. Anything. You name it, Nikki. I mean, you know, I snitched on Jimmy the Snitch for you, Nikki. If that doesn't say love, I mean, I really don't know what else does, so... God. You know, life really throws some strange things at you, doesn't it, Nikki? We talked about that before, didn't we? All right, well, listen, my kids are dying to meet you, Nikki. I talk about you all the time. And you know them. I gave you their pictures out of my wallet. Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels and Robert David McDaniels and Bethany, my Snow White teddy bear hamster. And Mr. Bojangles and Elena Haraz, who are no longer with us. They, my Japanese fighting fish, but if they were with us, they'd want to meet you too, Nikki. So, you know, I think you owe me that, at least. So, all right, well, you have my number, Nikki. Call me, all right? I love you.
Good for you, Tawny.
Oh, yeah, that was tough. I bet.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Now,
listen, I don't mean to interrupt, but okay. I got a lot of work to do here. As you know, I'm competing against high school intern for the role of production assistant here, so I got things I got to get doing. So you guys do a good show, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay? All right, we'll do that.
Carlos, that kitchen better be cleaner, so help me God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny.
Look at that.
We always love having her here, don't we?
We do.
She's very entertaining.
I know.
Excuse me, sorry. Before I go, I'm sorry, I forgot to say. I am Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny.
Right.
And, you know, in my marketing classes at the Queens Community College, they talk about branding and how important it is. So I just want to make sure everyone knows, you know, that I am Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny. And you can visit me on my MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/TawnyTheTranny. That's TawnyTheTranny. That's two N's in Tawny. Two N's in tranny. That's how you remember it. So this is Tawny the Tranny signing off. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
All right.
Carlos.
Well.
Carlos.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Wow.
Although I know we all love to hear the goings-ons of Tawny. Tawny the Tranny, the original MySpace tranny. Now, I know our guests are also very excited. Our audience here is very excited, Stephen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been following the show lately. I know you've been very busy.
Yeah, I have, actually.
The story of our aunts.
Yes.
Gina and Anita.
I've never gotten to meet them yet.
Well, they're quite a pair, let me tell you.
I bet.
But Anita is not here today, unfortunately, but we do have Aunt Gina here. Is Gina ready? Is Aunt Gina ready to come out? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you our very favorite showgirl extraordinaire, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Gina Marie Ritali. Come on out, Aunt Gina.
Hello.
Oh, Aunt Gina.
Hello, babies.
Okay. Oh. Mwah, mwah to you, too. Now, Aunt Gina, I'd like you to meet my good friend here, Stephen.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
I've heard so much about you.
Oh, same here.
Have a seat, Aunt Gina. Have a seat. There
you
go. Go ahead, Aunt Gina. Give us a little background. What has been going on with you? Now, well, I know you were on the run a little bit or something.
So much, let me tell you. All right, well, long story short, I was in Las Vegas. We ended up in Las Vegas. Me and my husband, Frankie, were on the run, you know, from the Italian League and from the Sons of the Jewish Temple and everything like that. And we winded up in Las Vegas and, you know, got a job out there, did all that. And then we got a letter from the Italian League, mysteriously, in my hotel room, that said that I needed to be on a plane. And I didn't know where we were going. And turns out I was flown to Miami by myself, though, because Frankie had an affair with some slut over there, slutbag Vicky over there, and I couldn't even... Oh,
well, that's awful. I can't believe women that do that.
Oh,
you know?
I know.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, you know what? She kind of ended up being a doll, though. You know, I mean, in the end, she got me a job and everything. But, you know, whatever. But you know what? Frankie's staying there with her. So, you know, I'm going on with my own life. And I went on the plane by myself and actually ended up in Miami. And I met this wonderful man who actually tried to... Oh, Lord. Oh, boys, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's my phone. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I can't even get it out. Oh, Lord, look at this pocketbook. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, hello? Hello?
Hi, Gina. It's Anita. How are you, Bubba? How are you?
Oh, I'm great, doll. I'm great. Oh, you know, you caught me at a really bad time, though.
You will not believe what just happened to me.
Oh.
So I'm coming from church, which you weren't at this morning.
Well, I know, honey.
Whatever.
I know.
That's fine, I guess. You do what you do.
Okay.
And you will not believe what Mrs. Mortarena did.
Oh,
you
no.
You will not believe this. This woman, Lord, she has some nerve.
Well, honey, I gotta go. You know, you really caught me at an awful time. And
what
I gotta,
are you doing?
I'm with Nikki and I gotta go, okay? Honey, I'll
doing?
Call you soon, all right?
You,
all right, I love you, honey.
What
I love you, Bubba.
Well, listen, love
you.
I just want to tell you,
honey. Ooh. I'm so sorry, boys. I didn't know what to tell her because I thought I didn't know if she was invited. I didn't
well,
know
she could have,
you know, she
could have came.
I just didn't even talk to her.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
God. Well.
So, on to your story. Go ahead. Yeah. So, where were you?
All right. So, it turns out I was flown to Miami and winded up in this beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, wow.
And Nikki happened to be there to rescue me.
Oh,
from
nice.
The Italian League
and said, you know, come with me. All your problems will be taken care of.
Really?
And it was amazing. We were on this yacht. It was gorgeous. Oh, I can't even tell you. I had the best time of my life.
I bet.
And you know what? I don't even care about what's going on in Las Vegas with Frankie and all that.
Wait,
you know, I really don't care anymore.
Yeah, you
I'm
should.
Living my life for me, and that's it.
Well, that's good. That's what you should do.
That's the way you should.
Well, okay. Well, you know, boys, let me, you know, enough of this. Let me just bring him out. Oh, this man is just so wonderful. I've been spending all my days with him, really. Nikki, why don't you come out here, honey? Come out here. Yes, honey, come out.
All right.
Well.
Oh, honey, come over here. Come have a seat.
Okay,
what James, Stephen. Oh, this is Nikki.
Oh, hello, Nikki. How are you?
He's a little soft-spoken.
Hey, how you doing?
He's a little soft-spoken. Comes in. You want to sit on my lap like always?
Yeah, sit right here.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right.
Well, you sit right over here, doll.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Hey, how you boys doing, huh?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hey, look at this doll. Isn't she beautiful?
Gina is gorgeous.
Yep.
Stop it, boy. Look at this girl.
Oh, man.
Stop.
Yo, Gina, listen up for a second, all
right? All right.
So, me and the boys, we talked it over.
Right.
We got a little surprise for you. We got something set up.
Really?
You know, we'll...
We do.
You know, just... Yeah.
Oh,
let them come out.
I'm getting a little nervous.
Yeah. Take it away.
No, nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah, nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to announce a special surprise for Aunt Gina.
Mm.
Let's bring them out. Ladies and gentlemen, the Itsy Bitsies.
Oh, God. Oh. What should I do? I don't know what to do. Oh, the little Itsy Bitsies. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God, there's so many of them. Oh, Lord. Oh. It's a song.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lottie.
And I'm Daddy, the Dog. And we head up the Itsy Bitsies, a group of the world's finest little people entertainers.
And we got a surprise for you, Aunt Gina.
That's right.
Oh, I'm ready, dog.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Beautiful.
What? Even though we've only been together for a short time, I gotta tell you.
What?
Tell me. You mean the world to me.
Oh.
And there's nothing that would take you away
from
me. And this song is for you.
Oh, darling. Oh, Nikki.
I keep on falling for you. Never. Never loved someone. Loving you. Fallen. Keep on fooling. With you. The way that I'm loving you. in and out. With you. Oh. All right,
everybody.
Cut the crap.
All right,
my love.
Daddy.
I gotta tell you one thing.
Oh.
Let me just get...
What are you doing?
Just get down.
What are you doing?
Well, got something here for you.
Oh.
You know, hope you like it.
Oh, God. What is it?
Nikki the Barber.
Oh. Yes.
I got it from Hawk.
Oh, God. From Hawk.
It's a nice size, honey.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
And I want you to be my bride. All right? How do you feel about that?
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Nikki.
No, I don't understand it. I guess I have that effect on women, you know?
I guess so. Well, congratulations. Wow. And thank you to the Itsy Bitsies. Thank you to the Itsy Bitsies.
Thank you, Itsy Bitsies.
We always love having them. Yeah, Stephen, have you ever seen the Itsy Bitsies?
I've never seen them before. It's kind of strange, you know?
A little bit scary with all of them all at once. They're good, though. They're good. So, Nikki, I guess... thanks for being here.
Well, and thank you for having me. Thanks for helping me out. You know, boys, it's been a pleasure, you know. And I just got to say, God. You know, this is Nine Finger Nikki. And,
Nine Finger Nikki, is that you? Oh, God, boys. Oh, God, were you trying to surprise me? I just saw the gloves, the Nine Finger gloves in the green room, and I realized you must have been here, and you guys are surprising me. Oh, God, Nikki, I love you. Oh, my God.
What the frig are you doing here?
This is so great, boys. Oh, God, thank you so much. You've reunited me with my love
of
my life.
Whoa.
No, oh, God.
Tony,
oh,
this
Nikki.
Isn't,
oh,
no,
just
this
hold
isn't
me.
Supposed to be a surprise
you
for
you.
No,
like
no, no.
Tony, you're confused, Tony. Just hold me like you do in my dreams. Oh,
hey,
Nikki.
Hey, boys, I need to get out.
Oh,
I need to get out.
Oh, God, boys. See, he's so excited to see me.
I gotta get out
of here. He's so excited to see me. Oh, my God. Wait till I tell Lorraine, Louise, Cottonball, McDaniels. Oh, God. He's so... Okay, I'm coming, Nikki. I'm coming. I'll follow you to the edge of the earth and back if I have to. Oh, Nikki.
Well, thank you for joining us, everybody.
Yeah,
I guess Gil's giving us a music or time to shut things down here. Steven, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me fill in.
And don't forget to check out our MySpace, myspace.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa. And then we have our Facebook page. Search for us on there. SundayMorningMimosa@gmail.com is our email. And you can also YouTube us at youtube.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa. And let's not forget our new Twitter account. It doesn't sounds dirty, doesn't it?
Twitter.
It's twitter.com/smmimosa. You can see our updates there and send us little messages if you want. So thanks for joining us. Have a good week. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.